Today is Monday, November 8th, 2010, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Hope you're having a great day today. Things are moving right along. We're coming into winter now. I don't know if you have a really powerful winter where you live, but here in Asheville, it's not so bad usually. Of course, last year they had an exceptional winter where it snowed constantly. Usually we only have 2 days of snow here, but it does get really cold. I mean, not really cold. Not like Massachusetts New York or Chicago, but a lot colder than the South normally is. But I love it. We were out hiking the last 4 days and the leaves are falling and it's just been beautiful. I love hiking in cool weather, and which is one of the main reasons I love living here so much, because we have lots of places to hike. Mountains, trails, streams, rivers. I don't know. It's like a paradise. But then I was born in West Virginia, and what can you expect? So welcome to our show. We are firmly into Scorpio territory, and now we're seeing some of the powerful Scorpio birthdays appear. Not that they all aren't powerful, because Scorpio is a power sign. It's related to the eighth house in astrology and the number eight in the cards. Even if you're not a Scorpio, if you have an 8 card, you probably have a lot of Scorpio in your chart, in your natal chart. And some 7s have that too, because many of the 7s have 8s as karma cards. So we find with the 7s and the 8s often a lot of Scorpion influences. Scorpio is a sign of other people's money. Partner, that's why they make really good partners. The females make good wives. They will manage your money for you. Now, there are the occasional wicked, evil Scorpio who will want to take your money and divest you of it and leave you standing. But that's the exception, not the rule. In general, Scorpio is a very good partner sign and very good at helping their partner become successful so they can share in those tidings, let's say. And today, if you're born today, you are the Queen of Clubs, Scorpio Queen of Clubs. You would think this must be a very psychic birthday, but also very creative, because their main dominant ruling card is the Three of Diamonds. So we find a lot of really creative people who are born today. Patti Payton is 82 years old today. She was born on November the 8th. Singer Bonnie Raitt, who is actually 61. We have singer Leif Garrett, singer-songwriter Ricky Lee Jones. We have actresses Parker Posey, Courtney Thorne-Smith, Gretchen Mol, and actor Matthew Riss, and actress Tara Reid, all born today. Also, we have Jessica Lowndes of 90210 and TV personality Jack Osborne, who's 25 years old today. Happy birthday to all of you. And if you have a birthday today or close to today, why don't you give us a call so I can look and see what's going to happen in your next year and give you some sort of a overall outlook about what to expect in this coming year. Was there anybody I missed in this list? I guess that's enough. Bram Stoker, he's not alive anymore, but he was born today. It wouldn't surprise me that the Dracula author would be a Scorpio Queen of Clubs. Okay, what's next? We have a topic every Monday night. This is a show about the cards of your destiny. This is a system that was designed for everybody. Anybody and everybody can use this system. It doesn't require a super computer brain like you need with astrology. It doesn't require you to be psychic in any way at all. All you have to be able to do is just read and follow simple directions, and you can do readings for yourself and other people. Now, this isn't a system for everybody, but there are a lot of people who really take to this system. They really feel like they found something that they can really use and really count on. And they feel drawn to it. They start reading for their friends and looking up everybody. Then they start charging their friends for reading. And before you know it, they have a part-time income of doing readings for other people. And I certainly encourage and support that. I definitely want people to use this and to get the word out about it. Everybody can use this system. And it's a tool that you can use for the rest of your life. I mean, my teacher was in his late 60s when I met him, and he was using the cards. Of course, he was a teacher of the cards, but, you know, he had been using the cards for over 20 years. And he used them up until the day he died. I remember he was having a lot of health problems, and he was looking in his cards to see what might happen health-wise. But this system is for you. It's for everybody. It's for anybody listening to this show tonight, and it's for all your friends, too. And if you haven't turned your friends on to it yet, think about giving them a book for Christmas to get them started. They'll love it. Love Cards book is probably one of the most popular as a gift book. There's not much to figure out. You just look up your birthday and read about yourself. And then you can, if you want to take some time, then if it seems accurate, you can get into the relationship part, doing readings for yourself. The cool thing about Love Cards is it's not just about picking a new relationship. It's about understanding why you picked the person that you've been with or the people in your past. You can see patterns emerge. The patterns reveal things to us. They heighten our awareness. They show us what we're doing in our life. And you can see, you can find out exactly why you are with somebody. If anybody calling tonight has a relationship question, feel free to say, hey, can you tell me why I chose this relationship? And I'll show you on the air here how the cards can be used for that. It's actually quite simple. The connections you have with somebody reveal what it was that you wanted on some level. Maybe not conscious, but you wanted it. And that in itself can heighten our awareness incredibly. Okay, every Monday night I give a talk about some topic, and tonight I decided to talk about integrity. I spent the weekend with a dear friend and my cousin, and he was going through all sorts of relationship stuff, and I saw how the issue of integrity comes up so much in everyone's life, and I just thought I'd talk about it a little bit. First, I wanted to start by just saying the word integrity means to be integrated with, to be one. It has that INT, which is like you've heard of if you're a programmer, they use the word integer. It means a whole number value as opposed to a fractional value or a part of a whole number. Integer is always a whole number because there are pieces of numbers. But this word wholeness comes into play when you use the word integrity. And it means being one with who we really are. It means being one with who we really are. Now, in today's world, we often learn that, as we're growing up, that to get by in life, it's not good to always tell the truth or really consider what you say to be all that important. Just say whatever you want and whatever gets you to where from point A to point B. That's kind of like a general theme in our society. And it goes all the way from the average person all the way up to the presidents of the United States. Integrity, you see, there's a lack of that. You see people on the news saying, I categorically deny this, and it's obviously true. You see companies denying that cigarettes are harmful to people's health and denying that they did research and that it was found to be poisonous. I mean, it's everywhere. It doesn't have to be there in your life, though. You can have a life of wholeness. You can have a life of being one with yourself. There are several things about it. I've had readings before with clients And they'll come to me with a tremendous confusion and fear. And when I talk to them, I find out that in many cases, they've been lying to everybody in their life. In other words, and this is what I find, it's almost like when we have to lie about something, what we're basically telling ourselves when we do that is, if everybody really knew me for who I really am, they wouldn't love me and I wouldn't get what I need. That's basically what we're telling ourselves when we're being out of integrity. And being out of integrity is two things. It means not telling the truth and also not keeping our word. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So anytime that I'm being out of integrity, I'm telling myself that if I'm really who I am, and if people really knew me for who I was, they would never give me the things that I need and want to survive. In other words, it's an affirmation of poverty. It's an affirmation that I'm not enough the way I am. So this is something that I think is worth thinking about, because is it really true? Is it really true that your life, that you cannot really be who you are? Now, everybody says they'll have reasons for not telling the truth. They'll say, well, I don't want to hurt that person by telling them the truth. I don't want to hurt them. That's too much for them. But actually, they're hurting other people by not being who they are and not giving the other people in their life a chance to decide whether they really want to be with them or not. And they're hiding behind a facade. And then they wonder, years later, why they feel so disconnected from their life and so confused. So confused and disconnected. Many times when a client comes to me and they're feeling disconnected and confused and just totally afraid and not knowing which way to go, it's because they're not being honest with the people in their life. And sometimes the actual solution to the whole problem is just to tell the most important people in your life the entire truth. And then let the cards fall where they're going to fall. It's amazing. I had a woman once come to me and as a client, and she said, well, her husband had a problem and he couldn't have sex because of this physical problem. He was a little older. And so she was having this elaborate plan to have an affair with this guy that was working on their house. And she was asking my advice about him and what to do. And I said, well, have you ever thought about just telling your husband how important it is for you to have sex? And she thought about it and she said, no, I never actually considered that. Now, she happened to be a jack of clubs. But I could tell that she really loved him, her husband, and he really loved her. So I said, well, maybe you should consider doing that instead of like this elaborate plan. So she told her husband. They called me up 2 weeks later, and on the phone, they were both on the phone, and they wanted to thank me for the session because she turned around and took the courage to tell him how she really felt and how important sex was. And he was able to go to the doctor and get some kind of an operation that solved that problem. Somehow he didn't know because she hadn't told him. And this is what happens in our life when we're not in our integrity. People around us don't know who we are, and we lose touch with our own self. The same thing about keeping our word. Keeping our word with other people. You know, people will ask me things, and I've always been pretty careful about not saying I would do something if I wasn't sure I could and would do it. And I really think that's a really good place to be and to start from in life, is to not say something that you're going to do it unless you really can and are going to do it and really willing and wanting to do it. Just being your word, just deciding that whatever you say you're going to do, you're going to do. This is a very, very powerful technique for higher consciousness. Being your word and being a commitment to that word in such a way that that your word would be as good as gold. In other words, all the people in your life, if you said anything to them, you wouldn't even have to do it because they know it's a done deal. because you had said it. That's the power of being your word. That anything you say, it's almost like it's going to happen. It's going to happen because you've been so consistent with your word all along that no one ever doubts you. And there's a power in that that actually helps you accomplish the very thing that you are saying you're going to do. So this is what it's about, living in integrity. And maybe the whole world is not living in integrity. And I venture to say that a lot of the world is not living in integrity. As a matter of fact, our society and everything about the world today is out of integrity, which is why there's so much, one of the reasons there's so much suffering and pain and things going on. But you can be in integrity in your life. You can be a light. And there are lots of people. There are people, which is really interesting too, is that there are people that have no connection to anything spiritual, and yet they live the most highly spiritual in life of integrity because they always keep their word and they never mince words. And I just love so much being around those kind of people. Sagittarians in general, anybody born of the sign of Sagittarius tends to be very honest. It's the sign of integrity. Now, there are dishonest Sagges, but they're very, very rare. Most Sagges can't help but tell the truth. So you might want to consider your own relationship with integrity and think about the people in your life that you either haven't kept your word with and you think it doesn't mean anything, but it does, and the people that you haven't been honest with. And think about what you're losing for yourself and what they're losing from you and you maintaining that. Okay, that concludes our discussion tonight. We're going to take a short break. All of our lines are full. They were full when I started, actually, tonight. And I've gotten some feedback. I know it's hard for you guys in California. Some of you work to 5 o'clock and on the East Coast, and I wish I had another solution. It's just very difficult for me to start a show out here at 10 o'clock at night. So I hope you'll apologize and not make special efforts to get the shows online quicker so you can listen to them if you have to miss them. Okay? So we're going to take a short break here and listen to a song we haven't heard in a while. This is one off my CD called Bhakti Rock. This is a Sanskrit chant, an ancient mantra put to pop music. I hope you enjoy it. This is called Shiva. Be right back.
起来的时候。
And that was Shiva from Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed that. I haven't heard that in a while. It was nice to hear it again. Okay, we have callers, and we're going to begin with Bonnie, whose birthday is September 25th, 1961. She's a Queen of Hearts Libra. Are you there, Bonnie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
I'm getting a little echo or something.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you really well. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's on your mind, Bonnie?
Well, I'm kind of surprised that you picked up my call first. I want to know what's in store for me. I have so many things up in the air. I'm not in a relationship, and I haven't been in one in a long time. Financially, things have been very difficult, but I have a lot of prospects, like more prospects than anybody else I know. I just don't know which ones to pay attention to, and I've been dealing with a lot of people that lack integrity, which is interesting mm-hmm. that was the topic today, the day that my car gets picked up. And I just want to know what it looks like for me.
Sure. Well, there's a couple of significant things to say here. First of all, this past birthday, you began a new 7-year period. Okay?
Okay.
And this is likely to be the most wonderful 7 years of your whole life.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. And there's reasons for that, but I won't have time to go into that. Just take my word for it. But the thing here is, and this is the first year, and you have the most powerful card in the deck as your long range card. Are you aware of that?
Is that the king of something?
Yes, the king of something. It's the king of
which
spades.
One? The king.
The king of spades.
I forget which king it is.
Do you have my books?
Yes.
Do you ever read them?
Yeah, I've had them for years, though, and I just started picking them up again.
Well, you ought to pick them up and read them. You should really take the time to pick it up and read something about this year, okay? Because this is a very unique, very special year, and the more you know about it, the more you can take advantage of what's going to happen. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
So, are you listening so far?
I am.
Okay.
I'm
so you're going to
very carefully.
So you're going to get the book and you're going to go read about this yourself. The King of Spades as your long range card. Aren't you?
Yes, I have done a lot of reading on this. I just wanted to see what you had to say outside of what was already written in the book, but
well, Bonnie, honestly, you didn't even know what card you had long range.
No, I did, but I didn't have it in front of me. But I have okay. your thing where it says this year.
Yeah.
And birth card and the 52 days. I go on your site, too.
Okay, so, yes, I understand. My suggestion is that you read more about the King of Spades. It's a card that can give you anything you want if you are clear about what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very big if. Okay?
Okay.
I've seen miracles happen to people that with this card, Long Range. Miracles.
Okay, well, I want love in my life, but I want success in my career.
Okay.
But I have to choose one or the other, or is it possible to have both?
You can have both. And as a matter of fact, you know, you are in your Venus period, which starts in 10 days. You also have a King of Spades. So you should be able to create whatever relationship you want. You know, but you're going to have to be different than you've been in the past. You know, whatever you've been doing in the past hasn't worked for you. So you have to approach it more like a king. Well, how does a king act? So you're a queen of hearts, right?
Yeah.
But how does a king act? See, this is what you need to pick up. Kings are not necessarily nice people. Okay? But they always get what they want. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay. So you got to be a little bit more clear and a little bit more firm about what you want, and don't compromise what you want. My youngest son.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Recently, two people in my life are people that share the card that owes me a debt. And they're both in very powerful positions that can make a big difference in my life. But what does that mean that they owe me a debt?
You mean Nine of Clubs people?
Yes. Yes.
Well, it doesn't mean anything unless they're playing a significant role in your life. I mean, you can meet a lot of Nine of Clubs and nothing is there. But if they are close to you, there's an implied direction. There's something that they're required in a sense to give to you. Now, some people do fight that. It depends on the person, you know.
Uh-huh.
But if they're an open-hearted, generous person, they're naturally going to want to give to you. See? That's how that
interesting,
works.
Interesting, because one of them told me that he just, for some reason, wants to do things to make my life easier.
And you know why, because you know the cards, see?
Mm-hmm.
So just allow that to happen and good things will happen. But get really clear about your vision for what you want in your life as quickly as possible, because this influence is only going to be here for 1 year, okay?
Okay. Well, I know what I want in my life, but I just don't know how, I want to make a difference in other people's lives. I want to be in a position where I can do things for other people. So I need to be financially secure myself, and I want to have love in my life too.
Well, you know, you have to handle each one of those separately. But if you have to stand up and go take it. You can't stop. You got to stop waiting for it to come to you and go out and make it happen. That's how kings are. They don't wait around for stuff to happen. They go and make it happen.
I happen. I'm working on 25 different things at the same time.
Okay.
I mean, the stress level is like over the top. That's why I haven't had somebody in my life, is because I've been focusing on career stuff and taking care of my two children after my divorce, but I haven't put any time into a man at all.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm still focusing on that, thinking that by now that my kids are over 18, that I wouldn't have had time for that in my life too. But then when the market crashed and everything else happened, I found myself not in a good financial situation. I'm living off of my savings now and my equity line. And I don't have the time again for a man in my life. I'm like, you know, I thought I'd be in a better situation by now with all the time that I worked and saved and everything that I did. And boom, in one fell swoop, it's like.
Yeah, well, you know, you might want to schedule a reading with me so we can spend more time and get into this a little deeper. I don't really have time on this show to go into the depth that I think you need. But I know that on some level you are creating it the way it is right now. And in a reading, I can help you become aware of exactly how and why you're doing that, so you can change it if you want. But in the context of the show, we don't really have enough time. But I appreciate you calling. I'm going to have to let you go so I can take our next callers, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Next up is a caller that I think is called before because I recognize her name and her birthday. This is Vicki, whose birthday is August the 8th, 1952. Are you there, Vicki? Hello? Anybody there?
Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Dee Dee.
Oh, hi, Dee Dee. And your birthday, I take it, is November 24th, 1970?
Correct.
Great.
How are you, Robert?
I'm great. What can I do for you tonight?
I have a question. I listen to your show. I've had your books for over 10 years. And I've never heard you ever in any of the literature I've read or any of the things I've subscribed to on your internet about the nine hearts. So I'm really pretty much aware of what energy is. I kind of just wanted a little bit more clarity. It says that I'm to let go of my attachment, which seems my whole life I've been doing that. And I have a question. Is this regarded to, like, family, too? Because I'm not dating anyone. I'm divorced. And I'm having a lot of nine of heart experiences with close family, you know, where I just have to kind of distance myself from. So I specifically wanted to know, is this energy just for, you know, like a relationship, a romantic relationship, or does this apply to my family life? And, you know, how can I
realize
this energy and make it work for me?
Dee Dee, it applies in all of your relationships. It applies to all of your relationships. Yeah.
It leads to a lonely life because I'm finding that I've been four different people in my life. I'll be 40 in 2 weeks, and I've had to let go of quite a bit of people.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, how can I best utilize this energy and not, you know, people take it personally that I have to check out of their life, and, you know, it's just for, like, my mental health and for my, you know, energy to be okay, to be able to cope with life. You know, I've had a lot of tragedies and things, and, you know, I've shut people out, and I'm just thinking, is this a nine of heart energy thing, or...
So are you really, would you really like to hear what I have to say about this? Because you won't stop talking long enough for me to say
something. I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
Okay, I see. So listen very carefully, all right, and I'll share something that might be helpful to you. First of all, you letting go of people in the way you described is not really what Nine of Hearts is all about, okay? It's not about getting rid of people and saying, you know, I'm sorry, I have to get rid of you. I'm a Nine of Hearts person, and that's what I do. That's not really what it was intended, okay? Nine of Hearts means that you came into this lifetime with a habitual way of being, an habitual way of being in relationships that has to be let go of over the course of your life. In other words, the way you're showing up in relationships, and every Nine of Hearts is different. You can't say this. It's not the same for every Nine of Hearts person. It's not the same way, you know.
Okay.
I have a good client who's a billionaire, Nine of Hearts businessman, and his thing is that he can't trust anybody. That's his particular Nine of Hearts expression.
Well, that's my particular thing, too, or I'm constantly betrayed.
Yeah, that's what he feels like. So guess what? I talk to him and I say, listen, the thing you need to let go of is this whole thing about being the victim to other people's betrayal. See?
Oh, okay.
Like, just imagine for a moment if there was a way for you to discover that you're actually setting it up unconsciously to be the one betrayed. Imagine, just imagine that that's a possibility, okay?
I get that. I was married to a three of hearts, too. I mean, you know what three of hearts are about for the most part. And
yeah.
I get that I create relationships.
It's unconscious, though. It's unconscious.
It's very hard. I mean, you cleared that up for me, and I kind of thought, you know, how do I utilize this energy? And like you said, it's not about letting people out of my life, but trying to just, deal
I'm
with.
I'm sorry, Didi. I'm sorry, Didi. You're talking again, and you're not letting me talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One more time, I'm going to hang up on you, okay? Just letting you know. Okay? So you've had this pattern your whole life. If you can figure out, it's unconscious. I want you to know this is unconscious. You consciously don't know you're doing it. Most people don't see themselves doing it. But the whole thing about being a nine is to make it conscious. So you see it yourself and take responsibility for it. Once you do that, you'll have it licked. You'll be done with it. Okay?
Okay. I hope so. I have just one more brief thing to add.
Nope. Sorry. Time is up.
I'm going to do this read cards professionally, and I've got your software and everything. How did you get started, like, drumming up clients? Because I do a lot of readings for friends and family, like tons, but, you know, they don't want to pay me. So I'm just trying to figure out how to, because I really think I have a natural understanding of the cards, not when it comes to myself, but when I, you know, read for others. So is there any advice that you would have to actually kind of...
I'm sorry to cut you off, Didi, but again, you wouldn't stop talking, so we had to do that. Please email me. You can email me about that particular question. I'll be happy to respond to that, okay? I do appreciate you calling, though, but I really had to cut you off. Okay, our next caller, we're going to take one more call before we take a break. This is Jennifer, I believe, unless it's, yeah, I think it's Jennifer, whose birthday is April the 12th, 1958. Are you there, Jennifer?
I am. Can you hear me?
Hello, is anybody there? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
I hear.
Ah, who am I speaking to?
This is Doris of St. Louis.
Doris. Oh, okay, Doris. I got you.
So I can hear Jennifer through the phone.
Oh, really? I do not completely understand all this stuff. Now, are you born August the 18th, 1964?
Yes.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me the first time.
Yeah,
yes. Quick question about love and love and money, because I need to move. What's a good time for money to come in?
Well, money usually takes care of itself when you're doing the right thing, you know?
Right.
And you're a club. You're an eight of clubs, so money's not the most important thing to you normally. You know what I mean?
Right.
You have to be willing to let go this year. You are going to move. And just be willing to let it all go and start over again. Do you have people depending on you, children?
Yes, I have a daughter.
How old is she?
A daughter who's born. I'm sorry.
How old is she?
Oh, she'll be 10 December 9th.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Then you definitely have a dependent. Yeah. But I really, when I look at your cards, I think everything's going to work out just fine. You just need to move. I don't see any cards here for money one way or the other. I really don't. Except that you need to sort of like be willing to start over again. Now, you know, you're an eight of clubs, and eight of clubs people, they, changes in life are difficult for them, usually. Do you relate to that at all?
Yes, I can relate to that. I like things to go easy, smooth.
Well, you're really strong, and you're kind of fixed in the way you think about life. And so changes can be difficult for people like that. The good side of it is that you're very dependable and you always do what you say you're going to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of famous people born on your birthday. Did you know that?
No. No, I didn't.
People like Robert Redford, Roman Polanski, Christian Slater, Madeline Stowe, Patrick Swayze, Christopher Jones, lots of people. Okay. So okay. You have a lot of success potential in your birthday. Do you work?
Yes. I work with mentally retarded.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, that kind of job I know is a good job, but sometimes a choice of a job limits your finances by itself, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Like if you choose to work a job that doesn't pay very well, then you're probably not going to have any money, right?
Right.
So you might want to just consider choosing a job that pays a little better.
Okay.
Or the same kind of job you're doing now, but in a place that pays more or in a way that pays more. Because, you know, I don't know you personally, but I know that you're an asset wherever you are. You're a valuable person and you're worth being paid enough money to have enough to live on. You understand?
Yes,
more than enough. More than enough. So it's up to you to make that happen. And are you single?
Yes, I am.
Because there is love coming in your life, if it hasn't showed up yet. It's coming as soon as you open up those doors and let it happen. This year is a year for that.
Oh, that'd be great.
You never know. Maybe
that'd be wonderful.
Maybe a man will come in who's got some money to give you, you know.
That's even better.
That would be nice, right? So, I mean, leave the doors of possibility open and be willing to change, be willing to go with the flow, and good things will come to you. I guarantee it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. And thanks for calling in and being my guest for the first time. Good night, Doris.
Good night.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We're going to listen to Transitions, and we'll be back after that. It does, as so many of us lately are in transition of one form or another. I think we have to be willing to change because our environment is changing a lot, and it's going to continue to change, I think. So being flexible and dropping as many attachments as we can to our ideas about how things should be is very important when it comes time to be flexible. Okay, we have three callers coming up, Jennifer, Vicki, and Deborah. And that's probably going to end our show. So first up is Jennifer, and her birthday is April the 12th, 1958. Are you there, Jennifer?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good.
I heard
I've been on before. I just wasn't heard. Oh, I have your books. I have read them for years. I used to do my little weekly reading religiously. I don't have so much time anymore, but love your books.
Thank you. Thank you. What's on your mind this evening, Jennifer?
Well, a ton of stuff. I have a relationship. I've known this man for 8 years. We've never been able to have a relationship. His birthday is October 25th.
Okay.
He just had a birthday. He's a Scorpio. And I'm April 12th.
Yep, yep. So what do you mean you have one, but you've never had one? What does that mean?
Well, we kind of have one. We live in different parts of the country. I moved to a different part of the world and moved back, and we just have never been able to, like, get together. And lately he's been calling me more. He wants to see me, and then he couldn't, and I just don't get it. I've kind of dropped the whole thing. I'm a little tight. I'm an Aries as well as a nine of diamonds. So it's pretty easy for me to say goodbye.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is,
I don't understand this relationship at all. And this man has been in my life for such a long time.
Well, there's a slight chance that you don't really know exactly what he's up to.
Yes, that's true.
Because his card is a Ten of Hearts, and not every Ten of Hearts is this way, but quite a few of them have a trouble with integrity. I don't know if you were listening earlier when I talked about integrity.
Oh, well, yes. I thought it was a very appropriate topic.
So when I meet a Ten of Hearts person, usually I'm just asking myself, is what they're saying the truth, or is this just something they're making up for my benefit? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So the fact that you haven't really been together too much, you have no idea what he could be really doing and being up to, okay?
That's true.
I'm not saying that it's definitely true that there's something amiss, but I certainly, the fact that he hasn't showed up, like in the way that he has, but the good news about this relationship is that you're the Sun card in this relationship. There's a Sun-Moon connection, which is a really strong attraction.
Uh-huh.
And you get to be the Sun card, which means that he really can't hurt you. And if you could take it or leave it, basically. Do you understand?
Absolutely. Yes, you're right.
So you're in a place of power. So it's up to him to show up. And I think that you being the powerful person in the relationship, it will be very important for you to sort of set some criteria for his interaction with you. In other words, hey, if you really want to entertain us getting together, this is what you have to do, and be very specific with him. Okay?
Right.
If you want to try that, you can. That would be the last thing I would try with him, is to say,
well,
okay.
Well, I know that my long-range card for this year is the Ace of Hearts, and I, like one of the other callers, I haven't had a relationship in a long time either.
The Ace of Hearts is about figuring out
what it is. It wasn't.
The Ace of Hearts is about deciding what it is you really do love and want the most. It's not usually an indication of a relationship starting. However, you do have a Queen of Hearts in your Neptune period, and you have a Two of Hearts coming up in your next period. So I would say let this guy go and be open to something good showing up, and it will.
Well, good.
You have to get out of Saturn first, though, and it just started today.
No, I know. I have the seven. I think it's the seven of diamonds in there this period. And it's like, oh God, I don't need any problem.
And you have a couple of fives, and you're probably going to take a trip or something. It's not going to be that fun, but you may have to do it anyway. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But wait till Saturn's over, and then look for love. It's going to be there.
Well, good. That's very helpful.
Yeah. You're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Robert.
All right. Have a great night, Jennifer.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. I love that. She was very succinct. You know, I had to cut off, I forget her name now, the woman earlier. That's the first time we've ever done that. Just wanted to mention that. Okay, next up is, let's see, Vicky. And Vicky is August 8th, 1952. I think she's on there. Are you there, Vicky?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yes.
How are you? I got disconnected before. I don't know what happened. And then the lines all said that they weren't working. It was strange.
Oh, interesting. Well, it's a miracle that you got back on.
Yeah, thank you. So I wanted to ask about love and money. You had said I was going to meet somebody, and nothing's really clicked. And I've been trying to put together a TV show. You said mass communication, which seems like TV. And
yeah, mm-hmm.
It's just nothing has seemed to have settled. I know Venus is retrograde. But anyway, can you look at both of those things for me? I'd be so grateful.
Well, Vicky, your year is still very young, okay?
Okay.
I think you're being a little bit, you're putting a little bit too much pressure on everything to happen too quickly, okay? You know you're in your Venus period right now, right?
No.
You don't? Do you know this system at all?
Well, I go online and I do your...
but you've never read my books.
Yes, I have.
Well, then you don't even know what period you're in.
No, I don't know what period I'm in.
That means you haven't read the books, okay? Yeah, pure and simple. Okay, so you're in the Venus period, which is the second period of seven periods in the year. Are you listening?
Uh-huh.
Things haven't had a chance to show up yet, okay? So just chill out, all right? Chill out. Wait till your Mars period, which begins in 2 weeks, okay? Things will start to happen after your Mars period starts, okay?
Okay.
You'll see. And, you know, take the time to go and read the book. It might really be helpful to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will reread it again.
I know you're a five of diamonds, and you probably can't even sit still for a minute.
That's so true. Right.
So we forgive you for being
Thank
that.
Thank you so much.
And you're adorable, I'm sure.
Can you tell me, is money, do you think, can come in the Mars period?
I'm not saying money's going to come in necessarily right then. It is going to come, though. It is going to come. Just slow down a little bit. Why are you so uptight about it? Are you always this way, or is this just something you are this year?
Probably
are you always
both.
Like this? I should ask your
Probably
friends.
Probably both.
Ah, I see. So this is a way of being for you. This is how you are all the time.
Uh-huh.
You must drive yourself crazy.
Yeah. Impatient,
yes. Yeah, why don't you slow down a little bit and start living and enjoying your life a little bit more? Like, take stock of all the good things that are happening every day. Instead of just focusing on what you want to happen and hasn't happened. And, you know, it's just a suggestion. You can do whatever you want, but just a suggestion, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for being my guest, Vicky. It's great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right. Good
Thank
night.
You.
Bye. Okay, next up is one of my favorite cards, Six of Clubs and a Queen of Hearts to boot. Deborah from Toronto. April 28th, 1955. Are you there, Deborah?
Hi, Robert. Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I do ultimately, I feel, have a relationship question for you tonight. I understand this is also my Queen of Spades year, so I think I have a lot of personal potential to step into in terms of what I'm, you know, my highest purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And also my husband, whom is a five of hearts, November 28, 1951. We've been married for 27 years. However, we have been also separated for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We were married on September 11, 1982. What I really, I guess, I'm feeling I'd like to know is, I think the two of us do have a really strong potential in a marriage. However, as I said, we have been separated for the last 6 years. We talk and consider about potentially getting back together. However, I feel it's got to look so completely different than it ever has. I just want it to be an evolutionary relationship. I want us both to live our highest purpose and to help one another, you know, live our highest truths. And
yeah, beautiful.
I just don't know. Should we get back together, or I don't know, Robert.
Well, I think I have a feeling that your husband doesn't share such lofty dreams and ideals that you have.
No, he doesn't.
Well, that answers your question right there. Okay?
Oh.
I mean, literally, it's right. It's like right in front of your face. Okay? The thing is,
right,
you can still have everything you want. You just can't tell God who it's going to be with.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to respect the fact that your husband is in a different place. I mean, his card, his birthday is one that probably should never even get married. You know?
Oh, wow.
Because they're so freedom. Freedom is so important to them. You know? And I think that, you know, you are so, you're so prone to commitment and marriage, and you might assume that other people are, but there a lot of, very few people are actually like you. There are some, but very few. And so it'd be good for you to realize that, number one, your husband is probably not like you in that way. Okay? And that he never will be, and it would be like foolish to sort of even expect him to be like that, you know. Just realize that he is who he is. I mean, you guys are not together right now, and there's a reason for that.
Yes.
You know, and I think, was it a mutual decision? Did he leave? I don't know. I mean, what was the story? You know, that could tell you something about it, you know, how it happened. So, but what I see in the cards for you, and the reason I would take the time to say all this, is because I see you creating the relationship that you really want by your next birthday. But you may have to let go of this one. I mean, really let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really let it go. Let me say it one more time. Really let it go. Okay? Let him go. Let him be who he wants to be in his life. And you go find the person that wants to have what you want to have as well. There's a lot of people out there. And I'm sure that you can find somebody that wants exactly what you want. Because it's a common thing, you know, for people. What you're asking for is not a lot. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So how's
that? Yeah, my heart.
Your heart what?
Well, my heart speaks that truth. I can feel it now that
You're a queen of hearts.
You know,
yourself,
we do have three children. Our youngest is now 21, so they're young adults. And
yeah, you're not going to hurt them by breaking up. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that you guys are still married. That's, you guys have been broke up for a long time. Why are you still even married? What's holding you up?
I do know that he does actually say he wants to get back together. That's what confuses me, I think, as well. And
why isn't he living with you then?
Yeah. I did initiate our separation.
People can say anything, you know. People can say anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's true.
Wow.
And another thing I've heard before that really speaks to me at this moment is, actions are much louder than words. You know, the choices we make speak much louder what's really real and important to us than anything we might say. So ask yourself, what choices is he making right now? And what choices are you making right now? See? And you have an opportunity coming between now and your birthday to have true love. It's up to you to grab that, to grasp it. Okay? But, again, only an empty cup can be filled, and so you might have to make some room for this person to show up in your life.
Okay.
So it's been a pleasure, though. I enjoyed our conversation. I appreciate you calling and being my guest, and I do wish you well. Please call back and let us know how things are going.
I will. Thank you really so much, Robert. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your insight.
Deborah. It's a pleasure. Have a great night.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Okay, because we got started a little late, we were allowed to go over a little late tonight, too. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week, same time, unless something changes. And you never know, something might change. So this is Robert Lee Camp saying goodnight. We'll end, as we always do, with the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next week.
तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भार्गवदेवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भार्गवदेवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भार्गव देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात् ॐ भूर्भुवः तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भार्गव देवस्य धीमहि देयो यो न प्रचोदयात्